We were on holiday in Spain. The girls were born early, so they were 3 months early, which was worry enough. And then we went to Spain when they were about 10 months old, and Darcy had a seizure that lasted 45 minutes, which was pretty scary. And when we got back, they continued to happen. Both girls started to have these seizures that went on for quite a long time.
And how are the girls now? How are they coping with Dravet syndrome?
Within Darcy and Evie's little world, they're doing very well. But compared to other three-year-olds, they can't speak. You can't hold a conversation with them. They've got very limited vocabulary. They can't walk yet, although they do try. And they do try to speak as well. We just don't know what the future holds for them. Because with Dravet syndrome, a seizure can strike at any time, and that might be the seizure that they don't come out of.
Just tell us a little bit about the campaigning that you're doing to raise awareness for Dravet syndrome.
The girls were diagnosed 2 years ago, and we did a lot of campaigning for Dravet UK, which is the main charity in the UK for children and adults with Dravet syndrome. Me and my friends did the Yorkshire Three Peaks, and we raised about £9,000, and it was awful. My husband's done lots of bike rides. So in the 2 years after they were diagnosed, we've raised about £20,000 for the charity, and we decided that we needed to set up a charity ourselves, not just for the girls, but also for other children with Dravet syndrome and families, to help the families to give something back to them, because looking after a child with a disability or two children with a disability is so time consuming. So we'd like to give something back. I'm on a Facebook forum for the main charity, and we've only just set up our trust, Rose Blossom Trust. We're still in the very early stages, so we've not got a website yet, but it's really difficult to work, look after the girls and run a charity as well.